Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome on the Majority Leader of the New York State Assembly, Crystal People Stokes. Crystal, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, you are so very welcome.
Now,
I apologize for being a little bit behind schedule, but the church service was amazing this morning.
completely understandable. We appreciate you making some time for us now. There is a ban in New York State in Albany on flavored cigarettes. You are asking for that ban to not include menthol. Where is that resolution in Albany right now?
No, there's a proposal in the governor's Article 7 in her annual budget that would prohibit the sale of menthol and flavored cigarettes. We are in budget negotiations now, as you know. It is my intention to try and make sure that that does not remain in the budget. One, because it's a policy issue, not necessarily a budget issue. And two, because it's inherently unfair to not just people who are menthol smokers, not that I encourage anybody to do that, but there are people who do. But it's also disincentive to existing businesses, because if you can't sell them in New York, that just means somebody goes to Ohio and gets them, or they go to Pennsylvania. And by the way, when they get them in Pennsylvania, they'll bring back tons of it, and they'll sell it on the streets, and now you're impacting even local businesses. And so I think there's a lot more negative to this than there is positive, and it needs a lot more discussion before it can be considered. So I'd like to see it come out of the budget.
And do you see, is there support in Albany to get that removed from the budget?
I believe I have some support. There's no guarantees. It's a negotiation process. We're not done yet. So I'm standing on that, and I will work to try and get it out.
Also happening this week, we saw some money from the federal government to go toward that project on the 33 Expressway. How will that money be used?
Well, that's a better question to ask of the people who are going to implement the strategies for putting it together. But all of it is necessary. We're going to have to pool resources from multiple levels of government in order to do this major project. And so I'm just grateful for our federal representatives that they were able to be supportive of us in the way they have.
Do you know when that project will get started?
I think it's already started. There's no construction parts of it yet, but there's still some secret issues. There's still some community engagement opportunities and those sort of things that need to happen. So I would think that you may actually see some shovel in the ground type activity by perhaps fall.
All right. Also, we spoke with attorney Kristen Elmore Garcia earlier in the show, and she was talking about the Grieving Families Act, which was vetoed by the governor. Is there a push in Albany to get that back on the governor's desk?
Well, not that exact same bill, but there is efforts to try and come up with some way to get this done. This is a critically important issue for grieving families. No one should have to be judged, devalued based on what they've earned as an employee, but they have value, just life in general. And so there is an effort to continue working on that. As you know, that legislation had been in and around Albany for like the last 20 years or more. And this is the first time that it ever passed. And so I think that there's probably some language that can be tweaked to make it more tolerable for both the governor and the other organizations that oppose it, because there are many. Just much like there are a lot of people who support it, there are a lot of people who don't. And government, as you know, is an art of compromise. So we have to figure out how are we going to bring value to the lives of people's loved ones at the same time compromising with the opposing views on this piece. And so I think we have to continue that negotiation and those compromises to come up with a solution, because it definitely needs to be solved.
We will look forward to that. Majority Leader, before we let you go, just a few more questions. I know, obviously, state government, but here in Erie County, we saw Mark Poloncarz is going to run for re-election. What do you think of his re-election bid and the work the county executive has done?
I think anyone who has a desire to run for office should, and county executive has made his call. Far too early in the political season for me to be making comments about anybody's decision on running or not running. So,
all right, and
I have no comment on that.
All right, we heard from State Senator Tim Kennedy on the Tesla workers trying to unionize. We saw 30 of them be fired this week. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I think people have a right to organize collectively in their interests on their job. And so I would hope and trust that there's no one at Tesla trying to prevent that. If people feel like they need to organize in their own interest, they should have that opportunity.
And one more thing before we let you go. We talked about the Grieving Families Act legislation in Albany. This week we heard some powerful, emotional statements at the sentencing of the top shooter. What were your thoughts on the comments made on Wednesday?
Well, I got very teary-eyed all over again. I've been literally crying about this since 5:14. And it did bring a lot of emotion to me to see that whole thing, how it went down. I do hope this man never sees the light of day without being incarcerated. Sometimes people just freaking belong in jail, and he does. And that's where he should be for the rest of his life. I feel emotion for the families who lost someone, or to the families that have someone injured, and to the entire community that's still hurting as a result of what this evil person did in our community. So it just brings back the raw emotions, and it's going to take time for not just myself, but the entire community, more particularly these families, to heal. This is a part of that process.
For sure. Hey, Majority Leader, thank you so much for making time for us this morning. We'll talk again real soon, all right?
All right. Have a great day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.